This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome General Blaine Holt, United States Air Force retired, formerly deputy military representative of the United States and NATO at Brussels, to comment on dots on the map and headlines adding up to unknowns about Iran, the suspect nuclear weapons program at Iran, and the ongoing talks between the U.S. and Iran. Headlines within these hours. The U.S. and Iran will resume nuclear talks on Saturday, writes CNN. Al Jazeera, Putin discusses U.S.-Iran nuclear talks with leader of Oman, who was in Moscow. Blaine, a very good evening to you. What I understand is that Iran's position is that it wants a return of the JCPOA from 2015. Position, we're told, represented by, for example, Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel, is that Iran cannot be trusted and it's time to use kinetic force. Somewhere in between, we're told, is the Trump administration, represented by Steve Witkoff, who leads these negotiations. However, now I come to other matters of reading the landscape. For example, for some time now, I've read routinely that there are B-2 strategic bombers at Diego Garcia base in the Indian Ocean. What does that mean? What are those capable of, Blaine? Good evening to you.
Good evening. So let's start with the B-2s. That's a very big dot when we talk about dots. And those are the best bombers that the United States currently produces. They are very stealthy. They are strategic. If we wanted to hit Iran, we could do it from their home at Whiteman Air Force Base in Missouri. But what we've done here is we have taken six of our best, all capable of dropping what we call a mass ordnance penetrator or a MOP bomb into the bunker systems of Iran to eliminate their nuclear weapons programs. And rather than going in stealthy into Diego Garcia and bedding them down into hangars, we basically created an air show for satellites to take photographs of them out there on the open strip next to a bunch of tankers to show the blade of America is right there, very sharp, ready to commit to a major operation. And just to show that it's not a bluff, they've been used, is my understanding, in operations against the Houthis. That certainly is not necessary, but it's good to display the air power, and that Iran is looking at a couple of outcomes here. There's a peaceful outcome or there is a military outcome, but either way, you're losing your nuclear weapons capability or your program, your research and development program.
I believe I remember you telling me that the sea air is not good for B-2s. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. They are basically, the amount of money that's required to have those bombers there is, it's an amazing burn rate. And our airmen are there keeping them fresh water washed. They're caring for them at a very high maintenance level. So that tells you what our resolve is like in this issue and how serious we are just to have them seen on those satellites so that they're in full view of the mullahs. And this is what puts credibility into Special Envoy Witkoff's hands as he works to negotiate a more peaceful end to this nuclear saga that Iran seems married to.
You're a veteran of the C-17, and I have this report from several days past. According to flight radar, six C-17 aircraft have landed at Nevatim Air Base in Israel. No explanation of the cargo. I believe you carried a cargo once that had a lot of bombs in the back. What was that episode, Blaine? You mad person, you.
I took off one afternoon from Germany on my way to Afghanistan, which is a very long flight, about 16 hours. And we did some air refueling at ODARC 30, only to fly into Afghanistan on night vision goggles with 95,000 pounds of missiles and bombs in the back onto a blizzard snow covered runway in Bagram. So when we want to do logistics with our C-17, we mean it. And that's what's happening at Nevatim Air Base right now. Round-the-clock logistics to restore what the resupply agreements were with Israel, but also to make sure that they're fortified with defense weapons, interceptors, and the types of material that they're going to need. Again, a very visible display of combat logistics for the Iranians to consider.
So one C-17 can carry 95,000 bombs of ordnance? is...
Oh, we can carry more than that. but that was what I was packing that evening. We could carry 200,000 pounds if we need to. It just depends on how many tankers you're going to arrange that evening. The C-17 is a formidable combat logistics weapon. And what we say is bacon, beans, and bullets to the war, anytime, anywhere, any place.
Now, two more reports. One is off target. The news comes that the U.S. is withdrawing 1,000 troops from Syria in the next month. I mention that only because I don't have an explanation for that. They've been there and working with the Kurds, unless, of course, we have reason to believe that they're exposed to countermeasures coming from the region. I mention that only because the next item is Air Force, and this is within these hours. It's a report. I'm not writing headlines here. Two U.S. Air Force E-3 Sentry Airborne Early Warning and Control aircraft arrived in the U.S. Central Command Area of Responsibility from Tinker Air Force Base, Oklahoma. What is an E-3 Sentry, Blaine?
So this is what we call the AWACS aircraft, and it's an airborne command post is how we use it. We used it extensively in Iraq and Afghanistan for air campaigns. When you have assets like that in place, that's what gives us the ability to do, say, 1,200 combat sorties a night. It's a ballet. It's an absolute orchestration. You've got tankers up above. You put the command post there, and all of the fighters are going up and coming down and going up and coming down. And so they can service multiple targets, hit their base, get rearmed, get back up, get a tank, and it all happens with those AWACS. So it's another messaging tool to the Iranians that when they see AWACS coming into the theater, they understand full well, because they've studied us, what we're pulling together asset-wise and what that could potentially mean for our removal of not just their nuclear weapons program, but if we did this militarily, we won't skip past that bunker where the mullahs will be hanging out in Isfahan.
The E-3, two of them, is that ordinary to have two of these beauties?
One on station, one off, one in rest, and then they swap off. And if we get very busy with this, then you'll see even more come on into the theater. So for round-the-clock ops, you got to start with two, and one's always a sitting maintenance spare. But it's a very, very effective aircraft with the folks on board in deconflicting traffic, combat traffic.
In addition, there are two super aircraft carriers in the neighborhood conducting operations against the Houthis with their air wings. 30 seconds, Blaine. This doesn't add up to anything. You've been involved in many operations over your nearly three decades with the Air Force. Oftentimes, you don't know what the op is. You just have a sense that there's something imminent. Do you have that sense now?
I do, but I see what we've created for ourselves with this particular presentation of forces is we're putting leverage, negotiable leverage, into Ambassador Witkoff's hands. The messaging that Israel wanted to go earlier and President Trump wanted to take another look at diplomacy, but we have a credible stick in our hands, and we've shown that we can use it with the Houthis. So I think we're on the right track here. I hope it doesn't come to military blows, but either way, Iran is losing that program.
General Blaine Holt, U.S. Air Force, retired.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,